What's hot in the strip clubs? Your hosts, the 2016 and 2017 recipients of the Exotic Dancer Publications DJ of the Year Award, Danny Myers and Alon Fong.
Hey, hey, welcome to the Strip Club Music Hall of Fame Show. It's part of the What's Hot in the Strip Clubs podcast on Pantheon Podcast Network. My name is Danny Myers. Across from me is Alon Fong. How are you?
Good, my brother. I'm excited. It's Hall of Fame time of year. This is going to be good, Danny.
Yeah, so we'll keep everybody up to date in case you're not familiar with the Strip Club Music Hall of Fame. It started last year. So we started the class of 2023, which would be the artists of 2003 and before, right?
Yeah, the criteria is the artist had released their first single or album 20 years prior to the year of induction. So last year, 2003 or 2023, which means it had to be 20 years prior to 2003. This year's eligible artists had to have released an album in 2004 or before that year to be eligible for the class of 2024. Now, last year's class, our inaugural class, a bunch of heavy hitters. Our five who got in 2023 were Def Leppard, Guns N' Roses, Motley Crue, Prince, and Nine Inch Nails. What a lineup.
Yeah.
Yeah, incredible. And now we have, 24 finalists in this last round of voting. So if you get your vote in at stripclubhof.com, you can go vote right now and pick from the 24 finalists that made the list as per voted in the previous rounds of voting, which we started last year. All right. This will get the next five in for the class of 2024. And what we're going to do today, Danny and I have picked our favorite songs from those artists that work well in the strip clubs. So kind of remind you of what maybe it's been a while since you heard some songs from some of these artists. So we're going to remind you some of their great songs.
Sounds good. We're going to play real short samples of these songs, too. So we're not going to take up too much of your time. And again, Strip Club HOF is where you want to go. StripClubHOF.com to cast your vote. And that's open to everybody, by the way. If you ever been in a strip club, you can vote. Alon, you are starting. We got 24 and we're going in alphabetical order every right. other. So you take the first one.
Okay, so I'm starting with 50 Cent. Tough. All these were tough, man. They all have so many great songs. So the honorable mentions for me, I'm just going to mention a couple, were In Da Club and AO Technology, two of my favorites in the strip clubs. But the number one for me that was always a banger was Candy Shop featuring Olivia. 50 Cent.
I take you to the candy shop. I let you lick the lollipop. Go ahead, girl, don't you stop. Keep going till you hit the spot. Whoa.
Yeah, mine would have been In the Club, but both of them are great. I think I probably just played In the Club more. Okay, the second one, I've got a band that put out this single, and this is the first single after they switched singers. Brian Johnson is the lead singer on this one. The first single they've ever done with Brian Johnson was 1980, AC/DC with You Shook Me All Night Long. I could have picked from a lot.
God, yeah.
Yeah.
Bells, bells. There's so many. Thunderstruck is always a crowd pleaser, too.
Yes, that was a good one to run lights to.
Yes. Oh, hell yeah. Yeah, yeah. So much energy in that track. Even with that slow buildup, it's like you queued up, I don't know, 30 seconds into that. My next artist is Aerosmith, the Boston Bad Boys. Of course, everybody knows Walk This Way. Some of my other favorites were Lovin' an Elevator and Crazy. But for me, the number one track to play in the strip club was Sweet Emotion. Can't catch Steven because the rabbit done died. You remember what that metaphor was about?
No.
The rabbit died. It was a sign you got him pregnant.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. If your rabbit dies, I remember that now. Yeah, it's been a while. Okay. Yeah, Walk This Way would have been mine, but this is the cool thing. Everybody's going to have a different opinion, and you're probably not going to agree with all five that get in. Alon and I, we had a show last year where we talked about that. We didn't agree with all five that got in, but those were the vote getters, so we went with it. My next one, this is going to be a little interesting. I'm going to tell you it's Beyonce, and Beyonce didn't really start her solo career until about 2004, but she had the whole Destiny's Child thing, so that would all fit together. So I went with a Destiny's Child song, Bootylicious. This was Destiny's Child's fourth number one song from 2001. What would have been yours, Alon?
Man, she has so many great songs. Even Destiny's Child, there's lots of songs I played, but Crazy in Love would probably be my number one.
Yeah, yeah. Say My Name was always good, but you needed the remix, yeah. So it was a little on the slow side.
Agreed,
okay,
agreed.
You got the next. Hey, we're still in the B's. We're going alphabetical.
Yes, I'm Britney, bitch. That's right, Miss Britney Spears. It was popular in strip clubs starting in about 98, 99. Of course, we all loved her in the red latex bodysuit she had on the one video. I can't remember the video now. But I know all the strip club DJs liked her then. Anyways, for music, Toxic would be an obvious one. That was my second pick. But the one I'm going with is I'm a Slave for You, Britney Spears.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, that was probably my personal favorite. But I still got to say, man, the Oops, I Did It Again, that always reminds me of when that came out. My kid, my 38-year-old son was just a little kid. And I remember watching that with him going, whoa, this girl's hot.
Yeah, that red latex, right? Isn't that the video with the red latex?
Might have been. It might have been.
Oh, my God. Britney.
Yeah, we'd kick on
that out of the closet and wear it, would you?
Yeah. Okay, this next one now, this is going to be a little different. We're in the D's, and I'm going to go with Dr. Dre. I'm going to do the song Forgot About Dre with Snoop Dogg and Eminem, by the way. But Dre, more of an artist, I never really played a lot of his songs directly, but as a producer, he brought so much to the industry. I mean, he produced with Eminem, Eazy-E, J.J. Fad, N.W.A., Misha Lee, Ice Cube, Roger Troutman, LL Cool J, Eve, Gwen Stefani, Nate Dogg, Busta Rhymes, Mary J. Blige, Warren G, 50 Cent, Jay-Z, Akon, Alicia Keys, and T.I., just to name a few. How's that?
And Tupac.
Oh, I didn't get Tupac in there. Yeah. So basically, that's why I believe he would be nominated for the 2024 class. And again, this is Forgot About Dre with Snoop Dogg. Now, the weird thing about me playing this sample is Dre never says the words Forgot About Dre. Eminem does, but Dre doesn't. So I don't play Eminem's part. This is just a little bit of Dre's, but he doesn't say Forgot About Dre.
Y'all know me, still the same OG, but I've been low key, hated on by most of these niggas with no cheese, no deals and no G's, no wheels and no keys, no boats, no snowmobiles and no skis.
And I guess I never paid attention to that before, but I never realized that he never said that until I was looking, queuing this up, looking for a place with a hook line.
Yeah, man, I would have gone with the next episode, and that instrumental intro always is a crowd pleaser. Everyone knows what it is. So the next episode is classic, dude. And Dre, like you said, produced so many people. Candy Shop by 50 Cent. He produced the Eve track with Gwen Stefani and so many more. So, yeah, he's definitely in my top three producers of all time.
Very cool. We are out of the D's and into the F's. So you're sitting at home thinking, what F band would be nominated? Alon, your turn.
Well, first of all, we got to say RIP, rest in peace, Taylor Hawkins, for the drummer of this band, the Foo Fighters. So many great tracks, party songs, upbeat, driving songs. Times Like These was one that I played a lot. I love the Foo Fighters cover of the Prince classic, Darlin' Nikki, little rock cover of it, which is amazing. But in this case, I'm going to go with the sing-along jam. Everyone always sings along when you play it, to Everlong, Foo Fighters.
And you know, the crazy part about this, looking for a place that says Everlong, he only says it in the opening line. Hello, I've waited here for you, Everlong. And that's the only time he uses the word Everlong. Here it is.
Hello.
Okay, that was the F's. There are no G's. There are no H's. There are no I's. We are into J right now. This one was just a no-brainer. From 1981. The album was called Escape. It's Journey's Don't Stop Believing. And the song was really unusual because the chorus does not arrive until the song is nearly finished. So you got two pre-choruses and three verses before it actually gets to the main central hook, which is where they sing Don't Stop Believing. And you know the interesting thing about this? The band recorded this song in one take at Fantasy Studios in Berkeley, California. Journey, Don't Stop Believing. Yeah, that's at about the 3:30 point.
Oh, yeah. But what a sing-along class. Talk about a sing-along song. Some other deeper cuts would have been any way you want it.
Yep.
And Separate Ways. Those are also good to play.
And if you could do the slower stuff, Love and Touch and
Feel. Oh, yeah. That's a great. Or I love playing that, like, beginning of my shift around 7:30, some Bump and Grind blues.
Yeah.
Love and Touch and Squeeze, and that's a great. And it's a great sing-along, too. The na 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 na. Yeah, that. Okay. My turn. We're in K now. K Rock, baby. Kid Rock. This was tough, man, because he's got a bunch that stand out. I'm gonna go with Cowboy as my number one, but we also had the options of All Summer Long, Hot with two T's, and Ba with the Ba.
Cowboy, baby, with the top left back and the sunshine shining. Cowboy, baby. Whoa.
Every time I hear the phrase Kid Rock, it reminds me of when I used to work at the Harem. And we used to have an entertainer up there who used to rock Botwadabob, but she never could pronounce it right. So she would always come up and say, I want the Botawada song. Botawada, like bottle of water. Botawada. What about a Botawada?
She's from Boston. Take a bottle of water. I'm going to park the car.
Yeah. Okay, next up, still staying in the K's. Yes, of course, you can expect Kiss to be one of the nominations. That was another tough one. 1983 from the album called Lick It Up. It was their 11th album, and I'm going to go with Lick It Up.
Lick it up. Lick it up. Oh, it's on the right now. Lick it up. Lick it up. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we are counting down the top 24 nominations, or the 24 nominations, for the Strip Club Music Hall of Fame. Again, the website, stripclubhof.com. We are only in the K's. We're going to be back with the rest in just a second.
Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here. Another day, another podcast I'm working on. This time, it's Famous and Gravy with Amit and Michael. I want to let you know that I loved the Factor Meals package so much that I re-upped for myself, and then I sent a package to my in-laws. Like I was with my first shipment from Factor Meals, the in-laws were as excited to try one of the prepared restaurant quality meals. Well, they got the shipment to Protein Plus Meal Plan and were very impressed. See, being in their 80s, anything to make the meal prep easy is a plus for them. They heated the oven per instructions and minutes later were enjoying a very delicious, nutritious, and dietitian-approved meal. One big win for me. But what really floored them was the taste. Like I told you, it's surprising how good these meals taste. Restaurant quality indeed. And like my own shipment, it really was everything Factor Meals said it would be for some seniors. No prep, no mess meals. Factor Meals are 100% ready to heat and eat. Take it from me and my in-laws. Head to factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. That's factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. Thank you, Factor Meals.
Welcome back to the Strip Club Music Hall of Fame nomination show. This is a What's Hot in the Strip Clubs podcast on Pantheon Podcast Network. I am Danny Myers, your hall monitor. Across from me is Alon Fong. And we put this together last year. As we said, we're going through this year. We are now up to the L's. And again, the place to vote, stripclubhof.com. It's real simple. Just run in there, put your name down. You got to put your email address down just because we got to make sure you don't vote twice. And the 24 are already there. You just check the boxes. Very simple. Alon, L's.
L's, man. Yeah, if you're the hall monitor, I'm the kid, especially with this band, sneaking around in the hallways trying to get by without a hall pass. This is Lords of Acid. Talk about some strip club classics. Man, you got Pussy Round, you got Rough Sex, but I went with, hey, you know, I always say, bring your girlfriends. This face seats five. This is I Sit on Acid, Lords of Acid.
Yeah, and it does never says I sit on acid anywhere in there. The only thing it says, 12 times it says, I want to sit on your face, but the very beginning says, Darling, come here. Darling, come here. Fuck me in the... Yeah, so here it is. This was another tough one for me coming up here. We're in the M's now. And wow, we have four M's. Is that true? Four artists or bands with the M starting. Okay. Oh, let me just get to it. First one, Madonna. This is her biggest selling single. It's Vogue. And they called this a house song with influences of disco, which contain escapist lyrics describing the dance floor as a place where no boundaries exist.
Whoa.
Yes, she had a lot of great songs, but I'm going to go with Vogue from 1990. Yeah, we had those hand gestures or the arm gestures all the way through it. That's the first of our M's. Alon has the second.
Oh, I was voguing, Danny. Sorry.
Ah.
We're not releasing the video. Okay. this guy's been in a little trouble, but like I always say, separate the person from the art. All right. Okay. Talking about Mr. Marilyn Manson, little crazy bastard that he is. His original track was my number one pick, but man, he could do a cover song, Danny. Most of my favorite songs are all cover songs. Listen to this lineup of some of the best cover songs you've ever heard. Personal Jesus, Depeche Mode, Tainted Love,
Soft Cell.
Off Cell, yes, yes. Brick House, and he even got Lionel Richie to sing on his cover of Brick House, which is cool as hell.
Trina was on that,
yeah,
too.
Trina was on it, yes, yes, yes. And Cry Little Sister from the Lost Boys soundtrack, right? All phenomenal covers, and he also did, I don't like his cover as much, a lot of people love it in strip clubs, of
Sweet Dreams.
Sweet Dreams, Eurythmics, right? But this is his original track that sent him over the top, Beautiful People.
Yeah, Sweet Dreams would have been mine, so we'll keep it going. You know, you can't have a strip club music hall of fame without this band. Probably the rock band that I played maybe the most over my
turn.
Yeah. This one came, this is the opening track and the lead single from their self-titled fifth album released in 1991. It deals with the concept of a child's nightmare. 1991, Enter Sandman, Metallica. Sleep with one eye open, ripping your pillow tight. Excellent. Okay, now to rethink that, I might have gone with Def Leppard as my first one, but of the artists that are available this year.
Okay, okay. You know, one of my favorite games to play in the DJ booth when I was working, Danny?
What's that?
I called it Hetfielding. Okay. James Hetfield, lead singer of Metallica, has certain vocal styles that he does. So I would sing along, let's say, the next artist is Michael Jackson, right? Mm-hmm. So if James Hetfield sang Thriller, it would be, because this is Thriller, Thriller Night, because he always did that on the end. Yeah. So I would sing Beyonce that way, Rihanna, you know, whatever song I would sing as James Hetfield. So
yeah.
One of my favorite games to play.
Well, we do have one more M, and you've already said what it is. So go talk about
it. Michael Jackson, the king of pop. And you got to go with Billie Jean, man. As many great songs as he had, you know, Dirty Diana, In the Closet, Thriller, PYT, Don't Stop Till You Get Enough, Want to Be Starting Something. You got to go with Billie Jean.
Just Okay, so the one that fires a room up for me is because I started at the very beginning, The Way You Make Me Feel. That's the one. If I was to play a Michael Jackson song right now, it would be that one.
Great song. I forgot all about that, to be honest.
Yeah. So we have two ends now that we're in the ends. The first one, that Canadian rock band. Yeah. This one was released on November 3rd, 2003 as the second single from their fourth studio album, The Long Road. Here is Nickelback, Figured You Out. Alon, you have another N.
Oh, I got a Nickelback, man. So many great. There's a lot of people, Danny, who hate on Nickelback. Mm-hmm. And I'm here to tell you, for the last 20 years, they've been the preeminent rock club music in strip clubs. I mean, that song, Rockstar, How You Remind Me, Burn It to the Ground, Animals, Shaking Hands, Sex, Something in Your Mouth.
Yeah. Yeah.
Classic. There's so many good, forget it. So for all the people hating on them, you're wrong.
If everybody gets them confused with Theory of a Dead Man too, you know, I always get that, Okay. I won't go into that. You've got the first of, or the second of the ends.
It's B.I.G. time, baby. Notorious. Notorious. I'm going to go with Hypnotize. Can't go wrong there.
Biggie, biggie, biggie. You see, sometimes your words just hypnotize me, and I just love your flashy ways. I guess that's why they're broken, you're so fake.
Yeah, I think Notorious B.I.G. I loved what Duran Duran did when they came out with this song Notorious and sampled the Notorious. Would have been. Yeah, that was always one of my favorite memories of a Notorious B.I.G. song. Okay, next one. Now, this one barely squeaked in to our criteria because, again, as Alon said in the beginning, they had to have their first single or album, relative single or album, released in 2004 or beyond. Now, this artist is still very popular today, but his first track was 2004, so this is what kicked it out for him. It's the song, it's a debut single. It's produced by rapper Lil Jon, who also is a featured artist. It serves as the lead single from his debut album, Miami. It also samples Mr. Vegas's song, Pull Up, for which Pitbull and Lil Jon were sued by Mr. Vegas for copying that.
I did not know that.
Yes, in Spanish, it is... in English, it says ass. In Spanish, here's 2004's Culo.
Culo.
Oh, Alon, you got another P. certainly did not come out right.
Hey, wait. Pitbull's got so many good jams. His early stuff's the best, Danny. I got to say, The Anthem, Shake with Ying Yang Twins, sick tracks. And then he went to the pop EDM route, with still so many great tracks there too, obviously, for the last decade and a half. Mm-hmm. All right. We're going to the 80s band. Time to get out your Aquanet, Danny Myers. Time to tease up your hair, spray it up. We're going with Poison. And I'm going to go with, this was tough for me, because I love Talk Dirty to Me, which was their debut single. But then Nothing But a Good Time. I got to go with that. I decided. Nothing But a Good Time.
Poison.
Don't need nothing but a good time. How can I resist? Ain't nothing but nothing but a good time.
Is it a live version?
Yeah, it sounds fast. It might be a live version.
It's a live version.
Yeah, it came off of Deezer. So, yeah, the original is slower. But I will agree with you that I would have picked Nothing But a Good Time also. Mm-hmm. We're in the R's. Are you ready for the R's? There's only one R. Can you figure it out? Yes. This is a second single from his solo debut album, Hellbilly Deluxe 1999, Living Dead Girl, Rob Zombie.
Yeah.
What about you, Alon?
I mean, it's a strip club, so I would have gone, and I am a cunning linguist, so I would have gone with Pussy Liquor.
Yeah, that was the one I got the most requests for from customers. I think I just got burnt out on that. Probably, yeah. Yeah, that's probably what it was.
Yeah, but he's got so many great songs and great covers, too.
Mm-hmm. And now
I messed up earlier. Rob Zombie did the cover of Brick House, not Manson. That's my bad.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. I just realized it.
Hey, you guys, we've still got more, but if you have comments, our Facebook group, What's Hot in the Strip Clubs, you can always join that and let us know what you think. And there's probably already a couple in there complaining about Alon missing that one artist. So,
yeah.
Oh, you've got the tease. We have
So this is interesting. So this band, I don't know that I would have put them on this or like in our as a finalist for our second year of Hall of Fame. They're a great band. Don't get me wrong. Tool is the band I'm talking about. A lot of people love them. I get it. They're a great band. One of my favorites is actually a remix, the 46 and 2 Heavy Grinder remix of that song. But I didn't want to play a remix for Tool. So I went with The Pot by Tool.
And you know, the other crazy thing, this song is 6 minutes and 22 seconds long, and it never says The Pot anywhere.
Well, it's a metaphor. High pot on the kettle, you're black. Is the pot calling the kettle black? So I just called it The Pot. Oh. But the other songs, you got to queue up like 45 seconds in because they have these long instrumental intros.
Yeah, here we go, The Pot. Yeah, you know, the thing with Tool, always liked the vocals, of course, but the beats were always, you know, if I was a dancer, I would have a really, really hard time, especially if you're a real dancer who dances to the beat, the 4-4 time, the downbeat. It's like, which one of these beats is the downbeat? I thought it was this one, but now this next one.
Yeah, you're right. Tool plays all these weird time signatures. Their drummer is ridiculous. Danny Carey, I think is his name. I mean, they're just a sick musician's band. And I would just say, like a lot of rock songs, you're not really going to dance to it. You're going to pose or swing around in the pole.
Yes. We have three more to go. I'm going to go to 1997. His second studio album, it was released on September 16th of 1997 by LaFace Records. And you know, LaFace Records, both of them are from Dayton, Ohio, just up the road from me. That's L.A. Reid and Babyface. They were originally in the band The Deal that did Body Talk before they left The Deal and went on separate ways and started producing.
Yes. I did not know that. I thought they were Atlanta, Georgia people.
Babyface, he was in Dayton all the time. Their studio was in Dayton.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So I'm going with Usher. This was a tough one. I wanted to stay with the older stuff, not the newer stuff, because it is Hall of Fame. I went with My Way.
She likes it my way.
We used to call it the yo-yo song because that's how it opens up with yo, 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 yo,
yo. Yo, yo, Danny, do you think he'll play that song at the Super Bowl halftime?
Yeah.
This next band is one of my all-time favorite bands. And if you've listened to Behind the Curtain, our other podcast where we interview people in the industry and industry adjacent, I interviewed Steven Rosen, who wrote a phenomenal book, which I just got done reading. And we're going to do another interview with Mr. Rosen called Tone Chaser about Eddie Van Halen, the late, great Eddie Van Halen. So Van Halen is on the list of finalists. Talk about a long list of songs to pick from that you could play in a strip club. Again, kind of like the Tool song, hot for teachers, great for feature shows. A lot of teacher shows use that, but it's difficult to dance to, yes. Like you said. But then there's so many that aren't hard to dance to, that, you know, Feel Your Love Tonight, Ain't Talking About Love, Beautiful Girls. And then I was going to go with Panama. And I said, no, you know what? I'm going to go with what even Dave said was kind of a strip club song, David Lee Roth. Drop Dead Legs. They kind of wrote it in with AC/DC in mind. Even Eddie said he was thinking of AC/DC when he wrote the riff. So this is Drop Dead Legs. Van Halen from 1984.
Drop. Yeah, just because of the synth part, Jump would have been mine. Just that whole opening, as soon as you know start hitting the synth part, everybody's on the air drums part. So, and by the way, we still have one more song to go, but if you want to check out Alon's interview with Stephen Rosen, the two-part interview, all of our podcasts are at whatshotitsc.com. You just got to kind of search back a little bit, but you'll find that. Are you ready to close it out?
Let's close it out. Let me think. So, Danny, that was V. Mm-hmm. There's W, X, Y, but I don't see any bands of those names who made our finalist list. So we got to be on the last letter of the alphabet, which is?
Z.
Good. See, you know your alphabet. You're not so good at the math. I get that, but you're good at the alphabet stuff.
Yeah. Okay. So Z not only made one, but made two because there are two Z's in their name. ZZ Top. And the guitar solo in the song was chosen by Guitar World as the number 43 in their list of 50 greatest guitar solos. 1983, Sharp Dressed Man.
Every girl crazy about a sharp dressed man.
What about you, Alon? Would that have been it, or would it have been Legs?
That's hard. I think I would have gone, well, from that same album, there was also Give Me All Your Lovin', but mm-hmm. I would have gone further back with either LaGrange or Tush. And don't forget about Legs.
Yeah, wasn't Tush was a really short one. That's before we really had that technology for looping, you know? So, yeah. Oh, man. So those are our 24 nominees. And how did we select them? We had a voting pattern for that one as well. And these were the top 24 out of about 100 that were nominated. So you go to stripclubhof.com and you cast your vote. Again, you just put your info in there and the bands or artists are already listed. You just have to check the boxes. Very simple. Most people can do this in about 3 minutes. So, yeah, take some time out of your day. You've actually got a whole extra 24 hours in this month of February this month because it's leap year. So, you know, we just want five seconds of your 24 extra hours. Sound good? Alon, I'm excited. Again, the cutoff date for voting is February 29th at midnight. We should release the final numbers about around mid-March. We'll try for mid-March. Sound good, Alon?
Oh, hell yeah, man. I can't wait to find out who the five finalists are. Like you said, go vote. And I can't wait to see who you guys pick. This is exciting, man.
Okay, and remember, all of the What's Hot in the Strip Clubs podcasts, including the Panda Top 20, Bubbling Under, Off the Charts, Classic Remixes, Flashback Friday, Strip Club Music Hall of Fame, and Behind the Curtain can be found at whatshotitsc.com.
Thanks for listening to What's Hot in the Strip Clubs with Danny Myers and Alon Fong, presented by Panda and Strip Joints Music. You can find us on all major podcast platforms. Thanks for listening.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.